going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Steve Stone, White Sox TV analyst.
And the pitcher, a 12-game winner already this year, Steve Stone.
Former American League Cy Young Award winner. Over four decades of excellence in the booth. No one breaks down baseball like Stoney.
Apparently, we're down one first base coach. Jason, game starting. Apparently, he didn't see the umpire signal to start the game again.
Steve Stone with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Steve Stone, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, new tires for spring. Check them out, aturo.com. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, Mully. How are you?
You know, we're doing okay. We've been talking a lot, obviously, about the White Sox and kind of where they're at and what to do. And obviously, Martin Perez going on the 60-day IL doesn't help. And we kind of talked about what, you know, you can't – they've got a lot of guys that have gotten injured – that have had Tommy John surgery. There's not the same depth in the rotation that you might have hoped for when the season began. And you know, we had a conversation this morning about Jonathan Cannon. And if he's going off the boil, if he's having problems, does he have to wear it? Or can you do something about it? Is this just a part of the schedule right now where you can't afford to lose any starters, so you kind of have to keep everyone going in the way they've been going?
Well, it appears that at this point, Jonathan's not getting out of himself what he wants to, and the right. Sad part about it is the stuff is pretty good. He gets behind early, and I haven't seen a guy that is consistently going from 0-2 to 3-2, because I think he's trying to make the perfect pitch, and you don't have to make the perfect pitch. You just have to make sure you don't get to 3-2. Most of the time, you allow the runners perhaps to go, and you have to make then a critical pitch or you walk the guy. So you'd like to get him out when you're ahead. Jonathan is able to get ahead of just about everybody. And the thing that gives you hope is that the last couple of starts, although he started very rocky, he started throwing the ball pretty well. I mean, he gave up one hit the last three innings, didn't walk anybody yesterday. But he wants to come out of the gate a little stronger. So they're not ready to pull the plug yet on Jonathan Cannon. Number one, it is a numbers game, and losing Martin is a big one because that's a guy that you knew if he continued to throw like he did, you were going to be able to get something back in the trade market. And at this point, being injured, being a 14-year vet, getting something back in the trade looks fairly remote at this point unless he comes back, you know, gangbusters like he was before that last outing.
Yeah, that was really disappointing. You look at what the Sox did in the offseason, and I think he was one of the few MLB players with experience that they added, and he was off to a respectable start, Steve. I wonder now, How do you replace somebody who was at least giving you somewhat of a predictable outcome every fifth day, and where do you think they go to try to replace him?
Well, I can't really answer that question because I don't know exactly what the game plan is going to be with the two young left-handers. But I think at this point that you have one of the guys in Smith that came from a high-powered college program, and you have the other guy in Noah Schultz that probably needs a little more down there. So I'm not sure they're going to go with that option. But right now, look, it's a quandary. I think one of the things that they're toying with, the idea, is going with an opener and getting a guy an inning or two at the start, and then making sure that your starting pitcher then doesn't have to face the heart of the order in that third at bat, which usually third time around usually causes some problems for a lot of these guys. So, but you know, look, this is a difficult thing. I don't know. Look, I'm not going to tell you that the team has had a whole lot of talent the last couple of years, but it has had an inordinate amount of injuries, and they continue to happen. I mean, losing Mydroth for 10 games, you got to believe that there's so much incentive to play against the Red Sox, a team that recently traded him, that if he could have possibly gone, he would have gone in the final game of the series. And so his being on the injured list is never a good thing. And we're slowly losing guys that we were going to depend on. The lineup doesn't even look close to what the lineup and the way they envisioned it. But I know that's baseball. It just seems to be happening a lot lately.
Steve, I think it's a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night game, you had Barfield on. Josh Barfield was your guest, and you asked him a great question, which was, do you have any young arms down in the minor leagues that you're looking at as a potential closer? And I was surprised that his answer was Grant Taylor. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but, you know, he's probably their best right-handed pitcher. He's in the same rotation as Schultz and Smith. But I was thinking about the way he answered that question about the player himself, and I was just wondering. We had a conversation with Bruce, and then David and I started talking about it, and I was wondering, you know, given the way the Sox used to operate, and by that I'm thinking like Mark Burley came up as a reliever and then eventually became a starter. Ditto with Chris Sale, you know, Garrett Crochet the same way. Is there any possibility that they could bring, and I mean, I know this is their Birmingham pitching staff, but, you know, could they bring up Schultz and Smith, Hagen Smith and Taylor, and use them as kind of power bullpen arms where you would have this, you know, you'd have these guys starting that are kind of throwing the way they're throwing some of the current starters, and then, you know, shift things up a little bit with the speed coming from those guys. Like if they're using their bullets and developing, why not have them do it at the major league level as relievers, and then you could stretch them out eventually. If that's what your plan is moving forward to next year, the year after, is that an absurd idea?
Well, I think bringing three up to do the same job is probably a bit much, but you could do it with one of them. I agree with Josh because, you know, Taylor looked really good in spring training, and that's a guy that you can put in the back end. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I mean, this is a real quandary. I don't think they want to rush the two left-handers specifically up this quickly, but you never know. I mean, the question was posed, can you do that? Yes, you can pretty much do whatever it is you want, but that's something that I think you'd be rushing two guys that look like they have very bright futures.
Edgar Caro has been pretty impressive in coming up quicker than maybe people expected. How surprised have you been, Steve, and what do you think the plan is at that position? Because they do have a lot of young talent, and whether it's Kyle Teal at AAA or when you get everybody healthy, there could be, you use the word quandary, but they could have a nice dilemma at the catching position.
Yeah, there's no doubt that, first of all, Theis has done a terrific job back there, although he has taken a beating. Yeah, it's more depth in the catching position than I've seen since I've been here, and I got here in 2008. That's a very pleasant thing to have because this was an organization that was challenged to bring up catchers. And so you trade for a few and you suddenly have yourself a really strong situation back there. But down the road, I don't know. I mean, it looked like Corey Lee was just coming around, and he got hurt. And sometimes, you know, the line doesn't stop. It keeps on going. So it's a very pleasant problem to have. It's one they haven't had in a long time, but one they find themselves in now. So what they're going to do, I don't know. Caro's been looking very, very good. And he's only had a chance to throw out one base stealer. He was able to do that. So that was pretty good.
I heard you guys talking about him taking like accelerated English classes and the idea being that he knows that if he's going to be able to impact the pitching staff, he's going to have to speak English. I've been so impressed by he's playing great. He's hitting the ball. But by his post-game interviews, it's amazing how much work he seems to have put into that element of his game in order to be able to communicate with the pitchers. I've been really overwhelmed by hearing him.
No, I think that's a really good idea because, yes, you'd like to be able to go out there and speak to them so that they understand it, not having to bring out another guy, whether it's a pitching coach or an interpreter. I think it's a good idea, and I think he's a bright young kid with a really bright future. So we really like what we see of him.
If Chase Meidroth returns healthy and takes the same approach at the plate as he has in a very small sample size but an impressive one, where would you bat him, Steve? What's the best spot in the order for Chase Meidroth?
I like him as a leadoff hitter, but if he continues to hit, maybe he can drive in some runs. I mean, we're looking for runs, as you guys know. I don't know. I mean, I like him because he puts the bat on the ball, has long at-bats, and many times, you know, the guy had a 420-something on base percentage in the minor leagues, so you got to think he knows how to get on base. I like him at the top.
Steve, when we talk about a team that, you know, is losing at the rate that the White Sox have been losing, is it the sort of thing that makes it more difficult on player development because, you know, Ben Attendi is back now. He's kind of a professional hitter. You look at Meidroth coming up. I mean, the guy gets on base, and he's done a really good job. And we talk about Cuero, but there's almost like not enough. It's like you need more runs somehow out of that lineup. Does that worry you in terms of the development of the other players?
No, it doesn't worry me about development. It worries me about winning baseball games now, which is what you have to do. You can't win baseball games 2 years from now because you don't have 2 years and you don't know what's going to happen. But you have to shape everything to winning now. So you have to walk that fine line because normally your development process is in the minor leagues. But the Sox have been forced to develop at the major league level. And that's usually not conducive to wins, but that's something that I know Will and his staff are very cognizant of. They want to win now. They game plan to win today, although you have to have a bit of an eye down the road. Normally, a manager has that immediacy, and a front office, a general manager, and his assistants have that longer view. Right now, they're in a situation where what has to happen is pretty simple. The Sox have to find a way to develop hitters. They have not really done that. They've done a really nice job of developing arms, but as far as developing hitters, they haven't done quite the job they would like to do. Consequently, you just don't score enough runs, and if you don't score enough runs, every mistake you make is magnified, and we've seen that. So that's why you're playing 227 baseball. However, they're playing better baseball. I know the end result is still you have to win, but they're just playing better baseball than they played most of last season, which is at least the first step forward. And so I think they have a chance in the future if they start to develop some hitters. I think that's one of the big things because we've proven conclusively. I mean, look at the A's team that took three from our ball club in Chicago. They did it by hitting the ball out of the ballpark. You can evaluate all you want to. The reality is that our ballpark in Chicago, the rate, is a home run hitter's ballpark, especially as it gets warmer. And so if you don't have as many home run hitters as the team that's coming in to play you, you now have a disadvantage 81 times a year. You cannot afford to have a disadvantage 81 times a year or you finish up the track, which is what we've seen happen. So developing power in a power ballpark is essential. You might remember the Whitey Herzog teams of both Kansas City and St. Louis. They were big artificial ballparks, and speed was at a premium. So Whitey Herzog could not allow anybody to come in with more speed than he has. So he had one beast and eight fleas, and he beat everybody because he was faster than everybody who came in. So 81 times a year, he had a big advantage. Well, the Sox are playing with a disadvantage because they just don't hit enough home runs.
I'm old enough to remember when Luis Robert Jr. used to hit home runs, and I don't know what happened to him at the plate. I don't know what happened to his power, and I don't know what happened to him as a hitter. What's the most reasonable explanation for what happened to Luis Robert, the guy who once was feared at the plate and now doesn't seem to pose much of a threat?
Well, I think if anybody had the answer to that, then he wouldn't be going through what he's going through. David, I just don't know. I don't know if anybody does know. But there are times when he goes up there and he looks locked in. And there are other times, and this is more often, when he goes up there and he starts swinging at pitches, 8 inches off the outside corner and does that consistently. So right now, they're breaking his bat on fastballs, and he's hitting some hanging sliders, but it's not the Luis Robert that we've seen. And if anybody had the answer to that, he probably wouldn't be going through this.
Steve, I think the expectations and the hopes for different players, it's always maybe unrealistic looking at minor league players, but how much has Colson Montgomery's lack of development injured the prospects of this year's team?
Well, there's no doubt they wanted to give him a shot, but I don't think they wanted to give him a shot when this camp started. Certainly they want to see him hit a little bit more, and he's starting to swing the bat a bit better in the minor leagues. They also sent him down there to smooth out his defense, making the routine plays, the special plays will take care of themselves. But as a shortstop especially, you have to make all the routine plays. When there's a double play to be made, you have to make it. You have to make sure your throws are good if you're going in the hole or whatever you have to do, especially when you go to your left. And they wanted him to smooth that aspect out. By all reports, he is getting better in the field, and I know he hit another home run yesterday or the day before, so maybe he's starting to swing the bat again. But yeah, they would like to see him do what Torkelson has done. I mean, the Tigers sent Torkelson down to the minor leagues last year, and this was a 1-1. This was a guy they drafted with the first pick in the draft, and now this year looks like he's figured it out and he's become a force. He's become that right-handed power bat that they need in the middle of a left-handed lineup. Well, that's the kind of player, and I don't think Montgomery is going to be a Torkelson as far as power is concerned, but he's also going to be most likely a better defender. So that's what the Sox would like from him, to come back, bounce back, and start to hit the baseball consistently, because they like everything about him. He's a great kid. He certainly is not going to quit doing what he's doing, and hopefully one day the light turns on and he never stops hitting.
Steve, one of the few bright spots, Cam Boozer pitched over the weekend in Boston, where he had familiarity and received an award for what he has been through. His ERA is around 2, but the story's even better. Retired in 2017 at Tommy John surgery, was a carpenter for a while, played for the Chicago Dogs. How do you explain Cam Boozer being in the majors right now and being effective as he is?
Well, if you can get it up there 96 to 98 all the time, and you got a really good slider, all you got to do is throw it over the plate, and most likely you're gonna work out all right. I mean, you make it as a rookie at the age of 31. That's pretty impressive. So give him some credit for perseverance. He's got a great arm. I think that's how you make it. He realized that there was still some pitches left. He was running out of time, so he said, you know what, I'll go back, I'll give it a shot again, and it's worked out pretty well. He's wearing a major league uniform and actually doing a fine job out of the pen. And he's one of the guys right now, I mean, in lieu of anybody else coming up, he's one of the guys I would consider to be the closer, because his stuff is closer stuff.
Steve, obviously the Twins up next, and we saw them, I believe at one point they had a 40% chance to be a playoff team. That was by Pro Baseball Reference. In the last 3 weeks, it's down to about 8%. I mean, they've fallen. They're on some hard times. Do you like seeing that kind of timing with a playoff, with a baseball series? You know, when you're talking about the Sox needing to just get some wins and to, give them a little breathing room, moving forward this year. Is this a good time to catch a team when their playoff chances are suddenly scuttled over a three-week lapse?
Well, look, the Twins have had many of the same problems that the Sox have had, in that their big three, Correa, yeah. Buxton, and Lewis, they can't keep on the field together. I think they were on the field 25 games last year, something like that, altogether. So they've had their problems, and, you know, there's nobody's going to feel sorry for you in this league.
No.
If you're down, well, they try to bury you. And if you're up, well, they try to knock your legs out from under you. So that's what this is. And for the Sox, look, the Red Sox are a pretty good baseball team. They don't appear that way defensively at times, but they're a pretty good team. And the Sox went 3-4 against them, our Sox. So I think this team can play with a lot of these teams. It really doesn't matter who you play. Our Sox have shown when they hit the ball out of the ballpark, they actually win some of those games. And so that's, you know, it's not like they're not trying to do that, but they don't have a whole lot of home run hitters on this team. It doesn't matter that they're playing the Twins or that they go play the A's or Milwaukee when they come home off this road trip. You just play who's ever on the schedule. And if you're playing good baseball, you do well. And if not, well, then things get real tough for you in a hurry, as we've seen.
Great stuff, Steve. Thanks a ton for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay, guys, have a good show, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
That is Steve Stone. He does great work as an analyst for the White Sox. And
tough job this year.
It's tough.
Tough job last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, trying to look at the Sox. And he's right about the injuries. When you are as limited as they are depth-wise and talent-wise, injuries are some things you just can't really take. And then they just have had a rash of pitching injuries, very difficult to explain.
Yeah, other than the rash of pitching injuries and no hitters, I think everything else would be okay.
It's not looking good. But there are some isolated developmental
moments.
Victories and moments.
Yeah, it's, you know, what's really interesting.
Few and far between.
Is, you know, Cuero has come up and done well, and maybe he's moved ahead of Teal because Teal is a guy that you also, I mean, it's almost like they need to use one guy as catcher and one guy as the DH.
Yeah, Teal could also be your DH.
I think you kind of need both.
And he's also a good enough athlete to learn another position if necessary.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to, but I think you need those guys. You just look at their numbers in the
minors. If you want both of them in the lineup at the same time, he's going to probably have to.
Well,
so,
I mean, you could take turns catching. You just let one of them DH when he's not catching. I don't know what else you'd do. I mean, it doesn't sound like much. All right. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. Thanks for keeping us the number one and most listened to sports station in Chicago. Listen on your radio, laptop, mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score, always live on the free Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mullane Haugh.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to it every morning.
On 670 The Score.
I mean, we're in a pretty good spot, and like, we faced a lot of really good starting pitching, and I think we have the most runs scored in baseball, which is pretty cool. Like, it seems like every time I look at the schedule, it's like, oh, coming up, you know, we have Corbin Burns, Zach Gallen, and Merrill Kelly. Like, those are three really dang good MLB starting pitchers, and we come out of here still with a series win. We faced great arms, great lineups, and just I think we can play with anybody. So just a good reminder there.
Mullane Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is JMO. That's Jameson Taillon letting you know that, they can hit with anybody. They can score runs with anybody. And they're doing pretty good to open the year. And the Cubs got a two-game set again with the Dodgers. But that's always fun, especially if the Dodgers are struggling a little bit.
Imanaga tonight, Matthew Boyd tomorrow night. They have an opportunity to they need to win at least one of the two to feel good about playing the Dodgers this year. They started the season. This is a continuation of the Tokyo series. Those were two home games for the Cubs. So you don't want to get swept at home in a home series because that would be bad for big picture, bad for everything. So if you think you look in this realistically, Boyd and Imanaga going back-to-back, those are your two best pitchers right now. And I think you have to feel like you can at least get a split. You'd love to beat the Dodgers two in a row and have a little momentum going into the weekend.
Gosh, isn't that crazy to just think about? Those were two home games in Japan.
Seems like a very long time ago.
Oh, my God.
Seems like a very long time ago, and a lot has happened since then.
Yeah.
The bullpen continues to be reconfigured. The question I asked Taylor McGregor is an interesting one because I feel like the lack of patience with bullpen arms seems to be not new necessarily, but it seems to be the patience is thinner perhaps this year because Luke Little, that was his first appearance or second appearance. Yeah. They didn't give him a long leash. And Jordan Wicks, that usage and that approach with him, skipping his start in Iowa, sending him west to sit, then not using him And then when they did, boy, it did not go well. And they didn't have patience for him. So he's not here to start or be a piggyback guy every fifth day. He's back to Iowa because he was really bad when he was here.
Not the season for patience in the bullpen, right? They've got to win this year. We all know it. They know it. And they haven't shown much runway for guys that, you know, that you get your chance, you don't do it, you go right back down.
That's why I think it remains one of their – it's their top priority. It's their number one concern. If I'm a Cub fan and I'm seeing these great projections and you're excited, Baseball Reference has deemed you the most likely team to win a World Series this year on April 22nd, I'm still very concerned about the bullpen. Yeah. Not as much about maybe Ryan Pressly as I was a month ago or 3 weeks ago, but I do feel like the depth of the bullpen getting to the ninth inning could be as problematic as the ninth inning used to feel.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it quite a bit, how the bullpen, you know, it will continue to kind of change and adjust, and it will look different, and they will undoubtedly make some other kind of effort to improve it, and maybe more than Drew Pomeranz, hopefully. I think that you will see the bullpen change as the season goes on, and I think that you will see, perhaps, depending on how their chances look as they come into greater focus as the year goes on, maybe there'll be a big move or two made out of the bullpen before it's all said.
Yeah, I think everybody will – when you talk about bullpen arms and the trade deadline and –
yeah,
you know, the Cubs are going to be in a market for a starting pitcher. They're going to be in a market for a relief pitcher. Mason Miller's name will continue to come up, and what would you give up for that many years of control? It likely would be two top prospects, and if you feel like you need that kind of certainty at the back end of your bullpen, you might be willing to give up two top prospects. And I think one thing we're talking about is related to the other. This lack of patience reflects an urgency that is real in 2025. How that urgency is applied to your trade deadline philosophy will be something to keep an eye on, because, you know, you don't trade starting pitchers in April and May, but there have been relievers that are dealt earlier in the season, because that just seems to be a more of a fluid situation in most bullpens.
It'll be interesting because, you know, part of the problem is, and they've had a lot of days off because of the trip to Japan, but they've still run afoul of a couple of times where they felt like they couldn't, there was a usage issue with some of the guys they had, and it didn't really work well when they couldn't use their primary bullpen pieces. So as long as those guys that are the primary bullpen pieces are able to go and do well, that's one thing. But when they don't have the kind of depth you need to be able to get through the normal sort of variances within a season, then they're going to have to make moves.
Yeah, I think that's going to be reality. But that's a nice problem to have. That's a nice situation to be in. You want to be in contention so you feel like you're one or two pieces away or players away from maybe putting yourself over the top. You know, I did not expect – I thought the Cubs were off to a nice start.
Yeah.
I think that you look at the standings and you like the fact that they're comfortable there. Did not expect the Baseball Reference percentage story to come out yesterday. I still, as we talked about during the pick six, not sure what metrics are applied there. Do we know yet?
Lots of clicks. Okay, you know what it gets? It gets lots of eyeballs and lots of people talking.
Baseball
that's
reference,
that's what that does.
They always get lots of clicks. So everybody's using Baseball Reference if you're a baseball fan. But are they that? It seems like it is kind of clickbaity.
Well, I mean, listen, it's an absurd statistic to look at right now. That is the reality of it. It's April, and the Cubs, I think, by the two things. One, the fact that they have played as tough a schedule as they have up to this point. The other being they're doing so well in terms of scoring runs. They're not just scoring runs. They're scoring them against really good teams. And I think that those two things are kind of what inspires the story. But I also don't believe there are real legs to that. I don't know that you know, people don't shift and change as the year goes on. And
they've got a 3.9% better chance than the San Diego Padres. You got the Cubs, Padres, wait for it, Tigers,
That's crazy.
Diamondbacks, Yankees, Mariners, Astros, Giants. Have we got to the Dodgers yet?
No.
Mets, Brewers, Dodgers. Wow. Only given a 3.1% chance.
See, now that's crazy. That's crazy. They just have too much. They're, at some point, they're going to get everyone healthy, and then they're going to have.
They're 16-7. They're not even struggling. They're not even struggling. The Dodgers are 16-7.
Yeah, but they.
How does that represent a struggle?
I think because they started out, what, 8-0, something like that?
Yeah.
So I think that's, like I said, I think you're just looking at maybe some recency bias in terms of, like, all of a sudden you're 500 after a hot start, as opposed to the Cubs, who have been pretty much scoring runs since the year began.
Yeah, I'll take it, because I think it's kind of fun to discuss as long as you keep it in the proper context. But I do think it's a bit premature to be like,
yeah, no, it's
declaring the Cubs a World Series favorite. I don't even think, like, the biggest Cub fans that we know, Sean Sears, would be putting them in that category.
Well, Dustin, you've claimed that they're going to win the World Series since basically day one, right? You didn't name a year, but you've claimed it.
Someday we'll go all the way.
Yeah, there you go.
That Shota song. Do you like Shota's commercial? By the way, we talked about that. Did you guys talk about that last week? The Shota commercial, the shower, coming out of the shower and singing in the shower, all those things. Do you like that or not?
It's fine.
Yeah. Thumbs up?
Yeah.
I like Shota, generally speaking.
What I do now that you're mentioning commercials, and I love our friends over at the Marquee Sports Network, but if I may, since you brought it up, you're leading me into this.
I'm not leading you into anything. You're
baiting me here.
Okay. Here we go.
But there's a commercial that they're running about the sights and smells and sounds of Wrigley Field, and they're promoting the experience, and it's a great experience.
Uh-huh.
But they go to a hot dog, David. They show a hot dog. And you just see a pair of hands. They look like they're men's hands, but that doesn't matter. They show a pair of hands with a hot dog going to condiments and a big squirt of ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they lost you right there. Like, come on. Like, you got to know your audience. Like, come on. You can't have a hot dog with ketchup on it and, like, saying this is Cubs baseball. Smell it, catch it, feel it.
Really?
Yeah, somebody from out of town must have produced that commercial.
I think there's so much sensitivity over what people put on the hot dogs. I put on their hot dogs here that maybe that was intentional, because you're talking about a commercial now. Ordinarily, you wouldn't be. Maybe that's the beauty of it.
I kind of like the Chicago Sports Network commercials, especially the one for Top Notch Beef Burgers, which I haven't had in years. And every time I see that commercial,
it makes me want to get in my car.
That is exactly
They have some great commercials.
I honestly got
no doubt about
the same thing. We have not talked about this.
I want to head to Beverly and get a burger.
Smash burgers.
Those are a fantastic burger. I grew up going to that place, and honestly, haven't been there in too long.
I thought you were going to say the commercials that feature our teammate David Hawk.
Well,
those aren't commercials. Those are more,
promos.
Yeah, that's
running. They run during the breaks.
David's not trying to sell me a hamburger, but they're trying.
He's trying to sell you the big time football show.
I mean, like, I think about Top Notch sometimes. I can taste the burger. I'm like, damn.
Well, those are good commercials. The one for Lawrence's Fish and Shrimp. Now, they came in studio a week ago Friday. We didn't talk about this, and I grabbed those. I love those segments, by the way, the food tasting segments. I did a frog leg. I went for the frog leg, and it was good.
Wow. I can't get past that. Like, there was an old, like.
It was excellent, actually.
What was it, National Lampoon, where they have the frog without legs, like, begging in the street? I just can't. I have always felt awful about that image whenever I think of eating frog legs.
The rest of the food was very delicious, too, but especially I had to try the frog legs, dipped it in the sauce.
Can't do it.
No complaints.
Poor frogs.
No complaints. Now I'm hungry.
Ribbit.
Now I'm hungry. Now I feel like eating.
I like shrimp, and I like fish, and that would be I could eat fish for a living. I really enjoy fish, but I don't
really
know
good
about
chicken
frog
there too.
Legs, buddy.
Excellent.
That's kind of tough. Poor. Yeah, are you even thinking about the frogs?
No, I'm not thinking about the frogs. I did not think about the frogs when I was biting into a frog leg either.
When you
kind of like a chicken wing?
Yeah.
When you think about a frog, don't you think, like, jump? And look at you. eating the frog's legs.
I don't think that you want to think about the animal when you're eating it. That's the kind of out of sight, out of mind. Put a little breading on it, dip it in a little sauce. You don't really think about your eating.
What is
Kermit.
It? What do you put on the frog Kermit. Legs? Like what is the, I mean, is there a mustard or is there a, like what is the
what's the condiment for frog
condiment
legs?
Condiment for frog legs.
It's like a little
ranch
special
or blue
sauce.
Cheese?
No, you can put ranch on it. I
put ranch on anything.
Yeah, you put ranch on anything. But I put ranch. This ranch was a special sauce. Cheese.
Well, I said it's like a chicken wing. It is like a chicken. It's a
yeah, definitely chicken wingish.
Well, can you put ketchup on frog legs or no? Is that still
is that allowed?
That's taboo.
Does it depend where you're at?
I'm communicating with a couple of our texters.
We have to ask the ketchup cop.
All right, we got to get to a little bit of transition, and we should let you know that transitions on 670 The Score are brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. It is Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us twitching away every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Tuesday, the 22nd of April.
And thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
And when you said think big, I think that's where the Bears need to go. I think they need to draft somebody on Thursday night that weighs over 280 pounds.
Hopefully a running back.
I feel vindicated.
And thank you. We should first just say we miss Brandon Fryer, and we hope everything's cool with him. But thank you, Sean Sears, for jumping in and helping us out.
PCA. PCA.
Didn't Dustin say he had 285? That's what he claimed. He started a fight with me this morning.
He started a fight
this
morning.
Yeah, I heard the fight.
Yeah. Because you mentioned the 280, and he claimed he said 285.
I was just for the sake of accuracy.
But it started because I said he wants somebody over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So I misspoke first, then he corrected me wrong, then you corrected him, and then you two got into a fist fight or something.
Okay, well.
It's hard. I apologize for creating the whole mess.
I think it's all Sean's fault.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm leaving today. You guys can put it on me.
Hey, we got Marshall Harris. He's right here. I can see him. He's right here.
Happy to be here with you fellas. Happy Tuesday.
And if I'm not confused, it's Monday. It's a Layla Tuesday. Not just a regular Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
We're good. It's actually a Who's Your Guy Tuesday.
You guys doing that again?
Get the call started early.
All week long.
That's
Who's
a
your
hilarious
guy
segment.
It's fun. People call in and then we look up stats. So it's David, like doing homework and talking at the same time.
David wants 5 players taken a day over the course of the entire year.
Well, not a day over the – you're exaggerating.
A little bit.
I like hyperbole.
So everyone's our guy.
I propose – you guys probably were still in bed, but I think that it would – we were having fun with it. I think they should have draft week and have a round per night. And then you end it on Friday night with rounds 4 through 7.
Can it end like the Major League Baseball draft where they're just taking people who haven't even played the sport sometimes?
Who are related to maybe somebody in the organization?
Yeah, yes. they draft a high school quarterback and he's like, sure.
Wait, you want a draft week? No.
Yes.
No.
Tuesday night, first round. Wednesday night, second round. Thursday night, third round. Fourth round through seventh on Friday. Boom.
That's only 4 nights.
Okay, that's fine. Monday night, you can have a build-up. You can have media night for the draft.
Oh, like
whatever
they do with
want
the Super Bowl?
It's like the Super Bowl.
It's going to happen.
This is the Super Bowl, Marshall. I think that if you pay attention, this is like you have the Super Bowl, and then you have the draft. That is the NFL. The season, the Super Bowl, the draft. Boom.
I just... No.
Yeah.
I have NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. I have other things to worry about.
I love the NHL playoffs too. I stayed up way too late watching that last night. But still, the draft is an entity.
The NFL's coming for your holidays. It's coming for all
that's
of the
true
days.
Oh, that's true.
It's
I'm
happening.
Sorry,
the
Phil
NFL
Jackson
does not care about your sports.
That's why I did enjoy the Luka trade. That was the one that was on the day of the combine, right? Like,
hey, did you know he was popular with the people of Dallas?
Man, listen.
He was beloved.
Nico Harrison's last job was for Nike, where Luka has a contract with Jordan Brand. What are we doing here?
We're listening to a guy kind of backspeak and try to make up a humana reason that he made a bad trade and didn't alert anyone else in the league when they were going to sell the guy off.
Yeah, that was his biggest mistake. Trying to explain it away is just digging the hole deeper.
All of the mistakes are biggest, unfortunately.
Yeah. Not his best moment yesterday.
What have ye today? How are you going to handle all the glorious, unending stories that Marshall plans?
There's some draft news, so we're happy about that. We will discuss that to start the show. Additionally, it's Who's Your Guy Day, so get your calls ready, guys. 312-644-6767.
Are you guys on the Ashton Gentry prayer chain?
I'm not on any Ash and Genty anything. I do not want them to draft Ash and
Genty. Oh, wow. That's a debate for another day.
There we go. Man.
And also, we're
Mr.
up against
Major
the clock.
Conference.
The Bears pre-draft press conference is today. We'll bring you audio of that. Ian Happ is at 11:25. Mm-hmm. Chris Emma will wrap it up from Hallis Hall for us at 12:25. How not to be a GM is for Nico Harrison at 12:45.
Wow.
Nate Tice joins us to talk football at 1:00. We've got a lot of baseball as well. But who's your guy? Light him up already, guys. 312-644-6767.
Have a great show.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.